Thank you, everyone, for joining us today, August 27th, 2008, for this XBRL US webcast, part of a series on interactive data. I'm Lynn Hasluck, Communications Manager for XBRL US, and joining us today is Susan Yount, Senior Manager of External Financial Reporting at Microsoft. This past May, the SEC announced a rule proposal that, if enacted as proposed, would mandate the use of XBRL for public company reporting beginning as early as 2009. Microsoft has been very involved in the XBRL movement for quite some time, providing filings to the SEC in XBRL format as participants in the SEC's voluntary filing program. And Susan has also been an active member of a team of voluntary filers that provided valuable input to XBRL US on the development of the US GAAP taxonomies, the preparer's guide, and related technical documentation. So today we'll be talking to Susan about Microsoft's experiences with the SEC's voluntary filing program and also get her advice on how other companies can get started using XBRL for business reporting and preparing for the potential mandate from the SEC. So welcome, Susan. My first question is, why did Microsoft decide to join the voluntary filing program?
Hi, thanks, Lynn. You know, Microsoft has been an avid supporter of XBRL since the early days, and we've dedicated a lot of resources towards it. We sit on the board of XBRL US, the XBRL International Steering Committee, the XBRL Advisory Council, and the XBRL Review Team of the International Accounting Standards Committee Foundation. And we were also part of the US GAAP taxonomy review process. So joining the voluntary filer program was a natural extension of our support. We did join the voluntary filer program in 2004, and we've filed all of our 10Qs and 10Ks in XBRL since then.
That's great, Susan. And can you tell us how your participation in the voluntary filing program has helped Microsoft be an early adopter?
You know, we've actually gotten a number of benefits from participating in the voluntary filer program. We've had an opportunity to make sure that the taxonomy meets our reporting needs. We've been able to provide a practical application of the taxonomy and feedback to XBRL US about our experiences using the taxonomy. And probably most important from a practical standpoint, we've had a chance to work with the taxonomy before it became mandated. So we had a chance to develop and refine our processes and work through the learning curve in advance of the mandate. You know, the learning curve is short, but it's steep. So it was nice to be able to get through that before it became a requirement. And, you know, it also gave us a chance to look for some other opportunities to use XBRL. And one example of that is our Investor Central website, which you can reach going through www.microsoft.com in the Investor Relations tab. This site uses XBRL to provide a rich data experience to investors. And what we do there is connect our financial statement line items with the data in our footnotes and MD&A powered by XBRL.
That's great, Susan. And can you tell us, in your experience, what were your biggest challenges and what do you see as the biggest challenges for companies just getting started today with XBRL?
You know, the biggest challenges we faced are a little bit different than the challenges that companies just getting started are going to face today. Because XBRL was still really evolving when we first started using it, there wasn't nearly as much information out there about how to use XBRL. And because the taxonomy was being developed while we were trying to use it, it was a real moving target, and we had to remap our financials every time a new version was released. So we put a lot of time into being an early adopter with the idea that we would get the benefits from, you know, being a part of the voluntary filer program. And also, we made a decision early on not to just tag our core financial statements, but to detail tag our footnotes and also to tag our MD&A. And we felt that XBRL would bring us the greatest benefit if we were able to develop a really comprehensive base of tag data. And also, we didn't want to go down the path of partially implementing XBRL and then having to go back and fully implementing it later. But what that meant for us is that we ended up creating a fairly large number of extensions in the beginning to our taxonomy, although most of those extensions have now been replaced by standard elements in the U.S. GAAP taxonomy. And I think the biggest challenges facing companies today are around getting educated about XBRL and really getting the right project team in place for implementation. And I just, you know, I want to emphasize that this is an external financial reporting project and not, for instance, an IT project or another kind of special project. This is an integral part of the external financial reporting space. And it's really critical to have your external reporting people involved right from the start, because they're the ones who are going to be in the best position to evaluate which tags you should be using. Even if you eventually decide to outsource some part of the process, you got to get your external reporting people involved in the beginning.
That's great advice, Susan. And do you have any other specific advice that you would give to preparers starting out?
You know, there's a couple of things that we use that I think would be really helpful for companies, and probably the top one is to use XBRL US as a resource. You know, the website is great. You guys are doing a lot of online classes. There's a tremendous opportunity to really get educated about XBRL. And every time I go out to that site, I learn something new. So that's a great resource. And also using the preparer's guide. You know, it's long, it looks technical, but especially the first three chapters are really helpful for understanding what XBRL is and how you can implement it. There's a lot of software tools. There's some information on the XBRL US site that has a good list of software that's available today that can help you do this tagging. I would really recommend that you go out and have a look at that. And probably most importantly is to just start experimenting with the tools. Get a copy of your financial statements. Open a copy of the taxonomy and start mapping tags to your financials. You know, I think you'll find pretty quickly that it's maybe a little tedious, but it's not really that difficult. And I think just getting your hands in there and starting to work with the taxonomy is going to be the quickest way to get up to speed.
I want to thank you, Susan, for your time and also for the great advice. And for all the preparers in our audience, you know, as Susan said, you know, I recommend that you go to the XBRL US website where you can review the taxonomies, the preparer's guide, learn about tools and services, read case studies, and also sign up for free educational webinars that will give you, you know, additional tips on how you can get started. Again, thank you, Susan, and this concludes today's podcast on interactive data.